Welcome, everyone. This is time and place set for a notice of public hearing for the amendment of regulation of the City of Richmond System Program. This is being held virtually. We'll do our best to pay attention, people raising their hands or whatever the appropriate method is under this Teams.
Yeah.
And so with that, we're gonna do, see who's here. And so it looks like we have a quorum, but Kathleen, would you mind going through and?
Chris McKenzie.
Here.
Jake Tibbetts.
Here.
Kyle Davis.
Here.
Steve Boyce. Evan Lister.
Yes.
Sharon Swanson. Daphne M. Hooper.
Here.
Matt Johns. William Leaney. Willie, you got it. You're muted.
Willie, I think you're on mute. I can see him.
Should have been. I think I can unmute him. Go to part of the people. Willie. No, we cannot unmute you, Willie. You're on your own.
So I see him. Will you, can you nod and you can hear us, please? Okay.
Thank you.
Have we gone through?
That is everyone.
Okay, we have a quorum. With that, we'll go to the next step. Item two, which is public comment. Person made comment will be asked to begin by stating the name of the record. All public comments should be as brief and concise as possible so that all those who wish to speak may do so. 3 minutes for individual or 5 minutes for group representatives. Any public comment at this time? Not seeing any here. Do we have any online? Can you raise your hand? Wave, whatever. Check the second page to see if nobody's.
Yeah, there's no raised hand.
Okay. Not seeing any public comment, we'll turn on, move to item three, discussion proposed regulation. Public comment will be allowed during this process also. Would you like to take this over, please? Thank you.
Share my screen. So just to kind of kick us off, since we've already had the whole presentation on the need and purpose of this, I just wanted to summarize where we are in the process. So this all sort of began in July during a SEC meeting when we had a discussion of the decertification process and a subcommittee was formed. Then in August and September, that subcommittee met 2 times. And then we had a subsequent SEC meeting during which their work was summarized and discussed and the subcommittee was dissolved. In October of 2024, the SEP sent out a small business impact questionnaire to all small businesses that may be affected by this in Nevada. And then we had a NAC workshop in October of 2024 as well, followed by a public hearing at our last SEC meeting in December of 24. And that leads us to today, our public hearing number 2. And all 8 of these opportunities have allowed for public comment on this and public participation. So we've had quite a few opportunities for input, and we've taken a lot of what we've heard into account going forward. And depending on the timeline and what happens today, our next step will be beginning the permanent regulation process in July of this year, which will have more workshops and more hearings. So seeing this all again. Next, I'm just going to bring up the changes we made during the last hearing and our addition that includes that this disciplinary process won't be implemented as retribution in response to any questions, comments, or constructive criticism. So we can either go through all of these again and make more edits to language if you'd like, or we can kind of just approve if everyone's okay with it.
I ask the preference of the board members. I know we spent some time going through this at our last meeting. several points. I've gone through, it looks like most or all of our comments were at least addressed in some shape or form. So if you'd like me to go through line by line, we can do that. Or you can see the red line and green line. The red is the removed language and the green is the new language. Blue is the original proposed. So anybody have comments, questions, concerns from the board? After that, we can take it to the public. Not everybody at once, please. Any board members have questions or comments? Does it look okay based on our previous meeting and discussions?
Yeah, my read, this is Kyle. My read of it is, yeah, it definitely reflects our conversation at our last meeting. So I don't have any proposed changes or questions.
Thank you, Kyle. We have proof of life out there now. So any else, concerns, questions? Not hearing anybody from the public have any concerns, questions? There's nobody here. Anybody online? No hands raised. Okay, with that, anybody would like to make a motion, further discussion? If you will, please.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make the motion. I move that we approve the temporary regulation that's been presented to us today.
First, Mr. Davis, to have a second.
This is Jake Tibbetts. I'll second.
Okay, Jake, thank you for the second. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? With that, the motion passes. Thank you very much for that. We'll go next on the agenda. There's public comment. Plenty of opportunities for public comment today. So any public comment on here in the room? Any online? Not seeing any. With that, we'll proceed to closing the hearing. And now this is all warm and fuzzy getting together like this. I appreciate everybody's patience and showing up to get us a quorum and moving this on. So we'll be seeing it again after the legislature for permanent regulations. And so we'll be able to get more feedback in between now and then. But at least for now, it's adopted as temporary regulations for our board and the Senate. So with that, I get a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
You're the workhorse today. Have a second.
Second.
All in favor? Second.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Any opposed? Not hearing any. We're so adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Pray for snow.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. Take care.
It was an easy meeting.
All right, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
For doing. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Steve.
You're head tech guy here. Okay. So we're going to see you February, what is it, 9th?
February 7th.
Okay. See you then. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, snow on Saturday. Nice. So, hope it happens. Yeah, we need it. Hope it happens.
You should just be able to.